Good morning. Welcome to another Wednesday Walk and Talk, where we are not walking, but we're just sitting and talking. I've got a little tea this morning, so it's a little Wednesday tea and talk, maybe? we'll have to figure out another title for this. Anyway, I digress. I get distracted easily. I hope that you are having a fantastic start to your day. Today, I want to give you a tool that I think is super, super, super important when we're talking about stress, anxiety, and especially around the holidays, especially during times where you're maybe not feeling quite yourself. I think this is a really, really good tool to start implementing for you, and especially if you haven't done it before. The key is doing this activity and doing this exercise before you get into a situation where you feel like, oh my gosh, I should really be doing this thing, because you kind of need a little bit of practice, okay? And it's very, very simple. It's super easy. You don't need any tools or any equipment or anything like that for this. And it's just breathing, okay? I know that if you've been dealing with chronic pain for a long time, maybe you already have a breathwork practice, but maybe you're one of those people where this is something new to you, where you have not had or tried breathwork before, and you are fed up with people telling you to breathe your pain away. Here's the deal. I am not telling you to breathe your pain away. That's not what this is about. But as we all know at this point, hopefully, and if you don't, go back a few episodes, pain is a biopsychosocial problem, okay? And when you have issues that increase your psychological stress, such as maybe family members that you're not particularly fond of, that you don't have very good boundaries set with, or just the stress and the bustle of getting your kids to and from 10 different activities, having to dress them up as, you know, Grinch Day or Santa Day at school, I don't know, and still being able to function, especially if you're in the middle of a flare-up, those are all things that can really, really lead to a lot of stress and anxiety, right? Here's the deal. Breathing is scientifically shown to help de-escalate your nervous system. And what I mean by that is when you are in a stress and anxiety state, your nervous system becomes fired up. So when that happens, we go into what is called a sympathetic response. So that is your fight and flight response. Typically, when you're relaxed and you're maybe eating and you're winding down at the end of the day, that's your parasympathetic response. That's your rest and relaxation mode, in what I like to call rest, relax, and digest mode. And that is a mode that we should kind of be in for most of the day. Unfortunately, because of society and life and the hustle and bustle of things, most of us, especially if you've been in chronic pain for a long time, live more in that sympathetic, high nervous system response mode. When that happens for a long period of time, things like cortisol, your stress hormone, gets pumped in through your system too much. And that will affect things such as your digestive system because you're not in that rest, relax, digest mode. But it's also going to amp up your irritability, your patience level, things that you maybe are feeling like you would like to work on a little bit more. And even things like fear and frustration get ramped up when your sympathetic nervous system gets triggered, because that is literally what your sympathetic nervous system is built to do, is to help you get out of stressful situations, or at least help you survive through stressful situations. The key with that is your sympathetic response is really supposed to be kind of a short-lived response. Think of, you know, back when we were all cavemen, your sympathetic response kicks in if you start getting chased by a lion. And then it dies down again after that lion goes away, or you outrun it, or what have you. But these days, your sympathetic response can be there all the time. And our bodies are not really built to handle that level of nervous system ramp up with all the hormones and everything that comes with that. Okay? So one way to really bring that level down to where it should be throughout the day is breathing. And there's research done on this, and I'll link a couple of things below that literally show that when you do deep breathing, it can actually, one, help with your nervous system function, and two, bring your pain systems down. Okay? So what I want to do today, I don't want to get into the deep dive of the science and everything, but like I said, I'll link a couple articles here that I have that are fantastic. If you want to read them, great. They're on, I'll try to link articles that have more full text so you don't have to deal with the paywall, or at least be able to read the abstract. If you're not interested in reading big old articles, that's cool. You can take my word for it, I promise. I've done the research on this. And I actually just read a really fantastic book called Breathe. And it is by James Nestor. And it goes into a lot of some of these breathing techniques. And I'll deep dive into science as well as some of his personal experiences with different breathwork techniques and how they've affected him. I will link that in here as well. And I think it's a fantastic book. It's really, really well written. I don't think it was boring at all. So if you think it's going to be some sort of sciencey boring thing, it's not. It's pretty cool. Anyway, let's get into it. So I would love for you to join me with some of these breathing techniques. I'm going to take you through a few of these. So if you are driving right now, probably not the best time to do it, but you can even do this if you're just walking or what have you. But if you're up and doing stuff, maybe bookmark this right now and come back to it a little bit later, okay? So the first thing I want to go over with you is just how to breathe. One caveat I want to really make sure that you do here is don't get too caught up in this. If you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I'm doing this right at all, that's okay. Just breathe. That's the first step. So many of us hold our breaths throughout the day. We don't even know it. And the first step is just to sit down and breathe. Okay? So what I want to go over first is just diaphragmatic breathing. Basically, this means that we're using our diaphragm to breathe. Our diaphragm is a muscle that sits at the base of your rib cage. When you breathe in, the diaphragm drops to help expand the lungs. And when you breathe out, the diaphragm rises to help push air up and out of the lungs. What most people do, especially if you've been in a high stress state, is you actually start breathing through your what we call secondary inhalation muscles. And those are your muscles up here. So if you have a lot of neck pain or tension up through your shoulders, those are the muscles you're most likely using for breathing. And that's why we say, you know, if you're in a lot of stress, you tend to hold your stress up and through this area. It's because for a lot of us, we actually breathe with our shoulders up and down versus breathing down into our ribs and into our lungs, okay? So the first thing let's talk about and let's try together is diaphragmatic breathing. So what that's going to look like, you're going to put one hand on your belly and you're going to put one hand on your chest. What I'm going to have you do is you're going to try to take a deep breath in through your nose. And with these breathing techniques, if you can breathe in through your nose, that is all the better. Your nose is meant for you to inhale with. It helps moisten the air and it warms the air before it hits your lungs so that it's a much more comfortable breath for you. When you breathe out, we're going to be breathing out through our mouths, okay? So when you breathe in, like I said, one hand on your chest, one hand on your belly. The idea with diaphragmatic breathing is you're going to breathe in nice and slow in through your nose. And you're going to aim that breath all the way down into your belly button. So obviously your lungs don't go down into the belly button, but really visualize that air coming in through the nose and down into your belly button. Your belly should rise naturally, so don't try to push or force your belly out, but it should just expand a little bit, and then your chest might rise a little bit. Okay, so with diaphragmatic breathing, it's not just belly breathing. You want your belly to rise and then you want your chest to rise. So don't prevent your chest from moving. That's why we've got one hand on your chest as well. So you're gonna breathe in through your nose. Let your belly open and then let your chest open to deep breathe in just a little deeper. And then you're going to breathe out through your mouth and then let the belly come into your spine and let your chest fall back down. Let's try that again, breathing in through your nose, letting the belly expand. Take a little bit deeper breath, let your chest expand. Try to hold here for just a couple seconds and then breathe out through your mouth. Bring your belly button into your spine and then let your chest relax. Okay. On your breath out, try to really control that breath. So really purse your lips, almost like you're going to whistle, and you should almost hear your breath come out. So it should sound like, okay. When you're doing this for that deep, slow breath, really try to extend that exhale as long as possible. And some of the breathing techniques that we're going to be going into is about extending that exhale. And that is really important because that exhale helps your oxygen and carbon dioxide exchange on your red blood cells. So when you have a really short exhales, but really long, deep inhales, you actually don't oxygenate your body as well. The exhale is really, really important. And this is what happens when people hyperventilate, is that they try to keep getting breath in because they think, oh my gosh, I need more oxygen. So you breathe in faster, but you don't exhale. And because you don't exhale, your body's actually not getting oxygen drop-offs. And that's just a science-y thing that happens. And so your body then thinks, I need to really breathe in harder and longer. And then that's when that hyperventilation comes in. So when you can really work on that exhale and focus even harder on a longer, slower exhale, that can actually help with your anxiety. And it really, if you're like on the edge of a panic attack or an anxiety attack, that will bring you down a couple notches. Okay? So to really implement the diaphragmatic breathing and working on that slow exhale, the easiest thing is to count your breaths. So there's two main ways I want to talk about doing that today. The first one is box breathing because it is just so simple and easy to remember. Box breathing is literally just breathing in for a count of four, hold for a count of four, breathe out for a count of four, and then rest for a count of four. So if you're watching this on my YouTube or my Instagram page, the breathe in is one side of the box, holding is another side, breathe out for another side of the box, and then resting for that last side of the box. So that's why it's called box breathing. You can even imagine in your head, when you breathe in, you're drawing a line up. When you breathe out, you're drawing a horizontal line. When you breathe out, you're drawing a line down. And then when you hold or rest, you're drawing that last line horizontally to close the box. Okay? So let's try a couple rounds. I will count for you. Ready? Breathe in, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. Out, two, three, four. And rest, two, three, four. In, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four, out, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, in, two, three, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, out, 2, 3, 4, and rest, 2, 3, 4. And then let's return back to our normal breath. How did that feel? When you do this, especially if you start feeling a little bit more flustered, a little bit more anxious, honestly, 2 or 3 breaths is all you need. Just take, maybe 20 or 30 seconds and count slowly. One, it helps pause things for you. It kind of just slows things down. And like I said, with the breathing, it'll actually help de-escalate your nervous system. Okay? So try that again if you'd like, as long as you'd like. But throughout the day, if you start feeling a little amped up and ramped up, slow breaths in through your nose, holding, breathing out through your mouth, and then holding all for a count of 4 for box breathing. Just 2 or 3 breaths, okay? If you would like to try something a little bit more, and if this is definitely something that you can do as an alternative to box breathing, Navy SEALs actually use this technique before missions to help calm their systems down. This is called 4-7-8 breathing. So this is literally what it sounds like. You're going to breathe in through your nose for a count of 4, hold for a count of 7, and then breathe out through pursed lips for a count of 8. And this is that long breath exhale. If you have a hard time even just with diaphragmatic breathing, or if you have issues such as like COPD or asthma that is very, very sensitive, you might want to start with box breathing first before you hit try the 4-7-8 breathing, just to start getting your breathing under control, getting you to start controlling that a little bit better. Because that long exhale, when you first start doing it, it might feel a little bit scary, but you can do it, I promise. And this is actually really, really fantastic if you do have COPD and if you have asthma. But I understand if this is your first time trying breathing exercises, this might be a little bit daunting when you try to do that long exhale. So try the box breathing first and then graduate to the 4-7-8 breathing. If you're ready and if you want to try this, we're going to just do a couple rounds again. Okay, we'll do 3 rounds of 4-7-8 breathing and that'll count you through it. Again, in through your nose. When you're ready, in, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And just pause for 1, 2, and then in, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, rest, 1, 2, in, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and rest, 1, 2. How did that feel? How are you feeling now? Hopefully, if you were amped up or if you felt stress, and maybe you didn't even know you were stressed out, but maybe you feel like your shoulders are a little bit more relaxed and further away from your ears now. Hopefully you don't feel quite as frustrated and anxious, but give those 2 breathing techniques a shot. Start with diaphragmatic breathing. If you're not sure of the counting and you don't feel like comfortable holding your breath or anything like that, just start with breathing. Just sit and do just 2 or 3 breaths. Start there, start small, okay? Sorry if you heard some snorting. Those were my pups snorting and snoring in the background. But give this a shot. And this is something I want you to try to practice before you are in a stressful situation. Because if you can train yourself to know how to breathe, and it just comes naturally and easily to you in a stressful situation, you won't have to think about it. You just know, okay, I'm getting stressed out, I'm getting anxious, we're getting right into that box breathing. Okay, so give this a shot, let me know how it goes for you, and hopefully this helps, especially during that fun holiday season. Okay, all right, have a fantastic day. You can see the sun's kind of rising behind me here, and we will see you next week. Bye.